You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The time is 9:34, here 32. My bad. The time is 9:32 here on Adventist World Radio. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. Let me remind you, my name is Uzinhlewa Khambule. I will be taking you through between the hours of 9 o'clock up until 12 o'clock live. Like I've promised you, we have Upasta. I hope we do have Upasta Lindiwe on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And how are you this morning?
I am very well. Thank you, Pastor. And how are you?
I'm fine, my sister. Just a point of correction. I am not Pastor Lindi Munye. I am Sister Lindi Munye. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Thank you so much.
Just receive. Thank you so much, Sister Lindi Munye. Right, before we get into our conversation, Sister, can you open with a word of prayer?
Oh, yes. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once more, we come before your throne of grace and mercy, asking you, my Lord, to look upon us, Lord, with kindness and favor, forgive all our sins and mistakes, and wash us, Lord, with your blood, cleanse, purge, and purify the space. Oh, Lord, come in, Holy Spirit, speak to us. And, Lord, we ask you to reveal the secrets of heaven this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Today, we are looking at parenting with purpose. Real friends, real you. In a world of filters, hashtags, and endless scrolling, it is easy to feel pressured to project a perfect image online. For girls, social media often blurs the line between authenticity and appearances. But true friendships ain't built on likes and comments. They are grounded in honesty and connection. Let us talk about how to stay genuine on social media and create friendships that thrive in real lives. So let's get into our questions for today, my sister. How can girls identify true friendships or true friends versus those who only connect online?
Yeah, my sister, you know, indeed, these are challenging times, you know, for young girls, especially if they're very, very active on social media. You know, the lines tend to be blurry between the real friends, the true friends, and just friends that they have on social media, which they actually sometimes can mistaken for true friendship and the rest they may not be. Mm. Let us just quickly look at what true friends are all about. You know, your true friends are there to give you emotional support at all times. You and your friends, when you're friends, you go to church together, you do things together. So therefore, you have these shared experiences together. And true friends, you see them by being loyal, you know, to you. You know, they are trustworthy. You're also trustworthy to them. And most of the time when you have friends, I mean, you don't only end up by calling each other, but you meet up. You know, you visit each other, you do things together. So there's that interaction between the two of you, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we're really true friends, honestly, you don't compete, you know, with each other. You actually complete each other, hey. On the other hand, you know. Mm. So that those are true friends. But when you look at social or online friends, you know, you see that there's a bit of a difference, you know. You actually have limited interaction with them. You don't talk to them often. You don't even see them, you know, as you would like to. And sometimes when you need emotional support, it's very rare that you can find it from an online friend, you know, because they don't actually share the journey with you. They don't see where you're coming from. They don't know a lot about you, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may think that you have a social connection with this person, you know, but it's actually just fake. Most of the time, it's not real, you know, so it's actually just superficial. So it cannot really be true in that sense. And most of the time with online friends, there's a whole lot of competition, you know, and comparing each other and pressure, you know, to be like the next person. So at the end of the day, you know, that's your online friends there, you know, and it's really, really, really not good for girls to actually think that they can connect fully with online friends. Maybe let us see quickly what we can say girls need to do to actually be able to draw that line, isn't it, between the true friends and the online friends. What can they do? They need to look at themselves. How do they feel when they interact with their friends? which is the true friends, and also compare with how they feel when they interact with their online friends, you know. They need to assess those interactions and see which ones are meaningful, so that at the end of the day, they can be able to have a clear distinction between which is real and which is not, you know. And also, they need to rather put more emphasis on interacting with the person face-to-face, you know, visiting each other. And also, again, the most important thing, girls need to be very cautious of online friendships. I mean, there are people out there who are out to scam, out to do all sorts of things. Yes. And again, they need to trust their instincts. If they're prayerful and they connect with God, they need to always check with God. And if the instincts are saying no, stop this, they need to do exactly that. Yes, my sister, that's about it.
Wow, beautiful answer. Thank you so much, my sister. I love the point where you mentioned that friends don't compete to each other, but they complete each other. Yeah. Wow, powerful point. Right, so what practical steps can you take to avoid comparing yourself to others on social media?
Yeah, hey, social media is really has so much pressure, you know, that people can do nothing but to compare themselves. And also, you know, I've seen that with social media, if people are very active in social media, it actually arouses a whole lot of negative feelings, you know, that you wouldn't have when you are interacting with people physically, you know. So basically, they need to look at themselves and say, if they become want to compare themselves with people, what is it? What prompts them to do that? What triggers that? You know, they need to recognize that is it because the people's achievement? Is it because of social, you know, situations that these people are experiencing that they probably don't experience, and therefore they tend to compare themselves? They need to understand, again, also their motivations. They need to ask themselves, you know, why? Why am I comparing myself with this person? Why do I feel this person is better than me? Why do they need to compare? You know? And then maybe the third step would also be acknowledge your feelings. You know, if sometimes you feel that you feel jealous, you know, or envious of this person's achievement that they keep on posting, you know, acknowledge that. And I think more than anything, just to mention this, because this is just also a serious trigger, because young girls from time to time, you know, as teenagers, as young people, they can be driven to the edge, you know, because of this comparison. They end up having feelings of inadequacy, feeling they're not good enough, feeling, you know, that they need to be out. Eventually, people take their lives because of this. You know, so rather what we would like to say is to say they need to focus first on God, on their walk with God. Read the word, feed the word, because the word is true. The word will affirm you and tell you that you're good enough. You know, they must focus on their own journey. You know, focus on what they're doing. Look at their lives and celebrate what God has done in their lives. You know, it may be small baby celebrations, but it's good enough. That's what God has allowed that to happen in their lives. Also, again, when others are doing well, let them celebrate them as well, you know, genuinely so. And also, they must also have this attitude of gratitude, thanking God for each and every little thing in their lives. And that way, they will not be able to continuously compare themselves with others.
Thank you so much, my sister. And how can you balance sharing your life online without oversharing? Remember, most people lately, they make online platforms, a venting platform, you understand? So how can you balance sharing your life online without oversharing? Because we overshare. Lately, people are oversharing. They even share their personal things or personal lives.
And that is so true. That is so you know, that is so, it's happening so many times. It's happened so often. And it worries me sometimes because, you know, God created us to have public life and also have private lives. You know, God, there are things that are hidden from people, and God designed it to be so. You know, there are things that should be known by people around you, not everyone. But these days, we make sure that even, like you correctly say, my sister, even the private things, you know, are made public, and it's not supposed to be that way. So what I would say probably is to say to avoid oversharing before anybody posts anything. They need to take a pause and reflect. They need to think about it. What is it? Why am I sharing this information? You know, am I seeking validation from people, or do I just want to really share it so that I can share with people? Or also, they also need to consider again. Remember, social media, everybody's there. You know, you don't know who's reading your post and for what reason, you know? So you need to understand that, consider that when you share this, where might this get to? I've known my sister of people who've lost job opportunities, you know, because of what they're sharing on social media.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and now these days, employers even look at your accounts before they even employ you. So imagine if you're going to share things that are not supposed to be there. Maybe you're sharing all the ugly stuff that you're doing and you think it's cool. And at the end of the day, you miss out on these opportunities, you know? So ask, is it necessary for you to share this information in the first place? You know, will this information that you're sharing eventually embarrass you? You know, embarrass other people, you know? So basically what I can just say, maybe as tips, to say stop oversharing or be careful of oversharing.
Right.
Maybe before you say, like I said, take a pause, you know, take a pause and just think, do I really need to share this? And also another thing that needs to happen is, because social media is very much, it's very, you know, it's very, what is it, addictive. You know, people are addicted to it.
True.
So it's important to just take some time out, you know, just take time off social media. And then that way you can be able to reflect, you know, on your journey, because that's your other public life there in social media. And also evaluate yourself. Go through your posts and see, you know, if I was an employer, would I employ this person like this? Or if it was somebody who was just want to do something good to this person, well, does this justify you? Does this reflect who you are? Are you proud of this person that you're reading about on social media?
Right.
Yeah. So, and other things, as you mentioned, my sister, you know, just to quickly wrap it up, you know, is to say at the end of the day, there are things, like you say, people share about their health, health matters. You don't share such personal sensitive information about your health. People share about their financial issues.
Right.
You know, you don't, these are things that you don't share about. They share about their families, they post pictures of their children. Out there, there are people who are not out, you know, so we just need to be very, very careful when they share things on social media.
Right. But then at the same time, my sister, I once saw a TikToker. She was sharing something and it helped a lot of people. People were busy venting on that platform. They were busy telling their stories. At the same time, someone came back and tell us a testimony. They told us a testimony that I've healed from this situation. I've improved from this situation because of this platform. I've done a lot of things. I've grown from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because of this platform. Is it okay? Maybe some others, depends on their accountability. I don't know.
You know, my sister, when you say such things, then it means the content of that person, their content is empowering. Their content is out there to motivate. They're sharing with intentionally to make a difference in people's lives, you know. If you're going to share such things, it means that person purposely uses that platform to make a difference in other people's lives. So chances are high that when you go to that person's account, you'll find that there's motivational talks more than things that they're just sharing. Even if they're sharing the experiences, it's intentional that people must learn from those experiences so that they can do things better. So if you're sharing just for the sake of sharing, to say you're under pressure, you know, you haven't said anything, people are quiet, or sharing because you want to prove that you're doing better, that won't make a difference in people's lives. But
right,
once you're going
to
share intentionally, to say I want to use this page to make a difference, then those testimonies will definitely come up, my sister.
Wow, thank you so much, my sister. And how do you handle conflict with friends that start or escalate on social media?
Yeah, hey, because they do happen. They do happen. Much as it may be just online friendships, it may be fake friendships, as we may call them, you know. But they do happen. Conflict is every time. For as long as there's relationships, there will always be conflict. That's how it is, you know. So I would like to say probably before you respond, when somebody raises something on social media that triggers you and it's a conflict, and please, I think you just need to do what you would do under normal circumstances. Just take a time out and just reflect. Take a break. Don't respond immediately. You know, think about the thoughts so that, remember, you're going to write this thing down and you're not going to erase it, you know, and people are going to read it. So you need to be cautious of how you're going to handle this conflict. Like I said earlier on, if somebody's going to read your account with an intention of employing you, and maybe you guys are young girls as well, and social media, maybe somebody might have intentions of even marrying you, right, you know? Right. Whatever you write in there is going to give them a reflection of how you're going to handle conflicts in real life, you know? So you need to be very, very thoughtful about how you're going to handle it. And also, again, reflection. Reflection is very, very important,
right,
you know? Reflect before you start responding, and then also you need to evaluate, you know, to say, is this friendship really so important to me that I can actually, you know, attend to such things, and you know, so basically, once you've evaluated and seen and reflected, then you're going to be calm in your response. You're going to make sure that you stay calm and you're going to respond thoughtfully. You're not going to be emotional and aggressive in your responses. And when you speak there, you need to use the I statements. You know, when you say I feel badly, you don't say you, because once you say you are attacking. But you say, I, my sister, I don't feel good. I, you talk about you, then you're not attacking. And then also you need to be clear on what you're saying and what the people are saying on the other side. Because sometimes you may assume things that are not there, you know. And another thing, if you feel like it, just keep it private. Don't respond online.
Yeah.
Maybe say, let's, you know, inbox me or let's meet up. Let's talk about it.
But my sister, I believe that some people needs to be called out, because they are very disrespectful people out there. They come with their attitude and say things. Maybe you've just posted, let me say, I received a post about job something, something, something. And then someone will come and say, but then at the end of the day, you won't even hire us. You're just posting just for the sake of posting. Hi, Bo. Hi, Bo. You can understand those things.
Yeah.
So people come with their attitude, with their disrespect in your platforms. Where now you are trying to help others, when you're trying to make others see things different, and then
But you know what? Let me tell you this. Such things do happen, but you have no control over what people are saying and doing. But you have control over what you say and what you do.
Okay.
You know? And you're not going to compete with them if they're going to be rude and obnoxious and say all sorts of horrible things. You're not going to retaliate by doing that. You know, two wrongs never make a right.
Eish.
You know? So you need to focus on always being right. So even if you call them to order, do it in a manner that is respectful. That even when somebody raises, can actually tell the difference between those two people. To say, this one is rude, and but this one is just, you know, putting things in place.
Right.
You know, so yes, I agree that sometimes you can feel you need to, but be cautious. Like I'm saying, think even before you put them, you call them to order, lest you embarrass yourself as well, you know. So refuse to be pulled in to be like whoever's going to be negative on your post, but rather be calm and contained. And remember, you're a child of God. So whatever you do, you're accountable to your Father, God, your Savior.
Oh, powerful one, my sister. Before I let you go, here's the last question. What does the Bible say about authenticity and being true to yourself?
Yes, this word authenticity comes from the word authentic.
Yes.
yes, being true to yourself, you know. We've got only one life, and there's just one of you in the billions amongst billions of people that are on this planet. There's only one you, you know, and God has created you for a purpose, for a reason and for a season, you know. So you cannot fail God to live and be true to your calling. So if you're authentic, you are true to yourself, you live your life as God wants you to live it, not living it as other people would. So like I'm saying, you know, authenticity is very, very critical in your journey as a child of God, whether it's in social platforms or in your real life, you know. I'm just tempted to say, let's look at the chapter Romans 12 verse 2. It says, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve that God's will is this his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So basically here, it means you don't conform. Like we are saying, social media is more people conforming. But when you are authentic, people can decide, even if it's 10 people deciding to go this way, you can just be one and say, I'm going to take this route because you are true to who you are. You know, you're not operating under peer pressure and you are true to who you are in the Lord. Remember, it doesn't, the being the child of God doesn't mean when you get into that social platform, media platform, in your account, you stop, you cease to be a child of God. You still need to reflect God in whatever you do, you know? And then another scripture that I can just quickly read is in Galatians 5, verse 1. It says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm that then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Slavery, which is basically what we are when we don't, when we conform and we just go with the flow. Right. But instead, we are encouraged here in this chapter to say, let us stand boldly. Let us be bold to stand firm and stand to our truth and our calling.
Powerful. Thank you so much, my sister, for your time. But before I let you go, can we close this beautiful conversation with a word of prayer?
Let us pray, my sister. Once more, we thank you, my Father. We say you are worthy, you are holy. Indeed, worthy to be praised. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and all the adoration. We say thank you, Lord, for taking part in this conversation. Father God, forgive us if we've said things that we shouldn't have. And Father God, affirm your people, your children, and more than anything, the young girls, young women who find themselves active in social media, my Father. Let them remember, my Lord, that lines can be blurred. Let them remember, my Father, that in everything they do, they say, they write, they post, they need to make sure that they represent you as children of God. Father God, we just want to plead with you that be with us, and especially in this day, walk with us, talk to us, and remind us that we are your children. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to serve. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Right, to our listeners at home, that was Usista. Correction, Usista Lindiwe Munye. She was talking to us about, let me confirm before I lie. Hey, because I don't like lies. Right, she was talking up to us about parenting with purpose. Real friends, real you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.